Two men in a six pack starts in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, two men and a six-pack listeners. Welcome to the week of July 4th, Wednesday, July 4th, celebrating our nation's independence. And I'm sure that there was some celebrating that went on in the Hardin household as well as the Mills household. I got Bob Mills and Trevor standing right here.
I got sunburned.
Sunburned?
Yeah, desperate.
Desperately. Well, I didn't get sunburned. I was too busy studying for this week's podcast. So I've got some really good stuff not. Anyway, let's get going. This date in sports, July 8th. Nothing, absolutely nothing.
I even looked it up because I didn't.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I know that I didn't believe you, but there had to be something. No. And literally, I could not find anything.
No. So unless you want to hear something about crappy baseball or Wimbledon tennis, which you play on grass.
No, thanks.
You know, I think you play croquet on grass, but okay. There's nothing that was worth mentioning. Literally, 99% of the things that were this day in sports revolved around baseball or tennis.
I couldn't find anything else.
Okay, so we're on.
I even looked up figure skating. I couldn't find nothing.
Then I know there was nothing then because I know you actually didn't have to look that up. You probably just, I mean, you had it memorized. So anyway, birthdays. Again, no sports birthdays.
I checked that too.
I mean, obviously there was people that participated in sports, but that were born on this day, but no one of any substance. But we do provide you with pop culture information. So, movie actor Kevin Bacon turned 60 today. Country singer Toby Keith, how about that? Put a boot in your ass, turns 57 today. Rocker and all-around weird dude Beck. You know Beck, don't
you? I don't think I know who that is.
I'm a loser, baby.
Oh, okay, I know the song. Don't you kill me. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Beck, he turns 48 today. An actress of One Tree Hill fame, which is one of my favorite shows, not afraid to admit it, that and OC and 90210.
She's a smoke show. Sophia Bush.
Sophie Bush turned 36 today. She also, I think she was in, wasn't she in the movie, the Transformers 2 as well?
You said Transformers?
Transformers. I think she was in some of the new Transformers.
I haven't seen the new one. I've seen the first one. The rest of them are 8 hours long. I'm not
anyway,
watching
them. Not ashamed to admit it. I'm a One Tree Hill man. I'm a OC man. You ever watch OC?
No, I've seen One Tree Hill, though.
Okay. And what about 90210?
No. I was like 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it still comes on TV, though. You need to watch OC, man. OC's good.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So, happy birthday, Sophie. 36 years old. Anyway, this week in sports. This is a slow summer. I'm just going to tell you, it finally hit. The biggest stories going on right now, since we're not going to talk about Major League Baseball and we're not going to cover tennis, Summer League, NBA basketball, free agency and the movement in the NBA, the World Cup this week, and then potentially the biggest competition on the planet occurred this week. You know what that was, right?
I do know what it is.
You do know what it is. Joey Jaws Chestnut extended his reign as champion eater at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog contest on Coney Island. He won the event by downing a record 75 wieners and buns in 10 minutes.
Soaking them in water is so nasty.
Yeah, they soak the buns in
it's
water.
So disgusting.
It's so nasty. It's
horrible.
He ate 74 in 10 minutes to take home the coveted mustard belt. It's a yellow belt, like a championship wrestler belt.
Right, wrapped around his body.
Yep. And he has now won for the 11th time in 12 years.
I just don't know how he has
can you
a
say
heart
food,
attack.
Can you say food domination?
Like, how much sodium? He had enough sodium for a whole month in 10 minutes.
So, it was like, if I remember reading something, the 74 hot dogs, I forget the hundreds of thousands of calories with the buns that he consumed. I want to say it was like 200 and some odd hundred thousand calories that he consumed in a 10-minute period.
It's ridiculous. I was telling my dad at lunch, I said, me and my brother-in-law, I used to go stay there in Elon with my sister and brother-in-law, and we saw this on TV, and we're like, all right, we're going to try it. So then we made 50 hot dogs, and I ate three, and then he ate four, and we about threw up.
Yeah.
Well, so I would not.
Well, I've got a rapid fire question related to that coming up, so you will get.
So
a
yes,
chance.
I have been in a contest.
You have been in a contest. So I love Joey's quote. Joey Chestnut's quote. He said, "I found a vicious rhythm, and just started eating hot dogs." That is a true competitor. Bob, what are you thinking about that, dude?
That's nuts.
Joey Chestnuts. You're right. Exactly right. You're exactly right. For his 74 wiener and bun victory, Joey Chestnut earned $10,000.
I feel like he should get more than that. I mean, I know he wins like other competitions.
The total purse was $40,000. There was a female winner. She quaffed like, I don't think it was like 40-some that she ate in 10 minutes. But so she won 10, Joey won 10, and I guess the remaining 20 was split up by the also rans. So anyway, that was legitimately the most fierce competition on the planet this past week, July 4th. So moving on, we had World Cup quarterfinals that happened this week. Our guest host, Dave Miller, as we put him on the spot last week, he went 4-for-4 in his predictions. France defeated Uruguay. And notice how I said Uruguay, not Uruguay. The common unworldly person would have said Uruguay, but I say Uruguay.
How is it?
What now? It's Uruguay.
Oh, okay.
So
I wouldn't know that.
I
don't watch soccer.
World history.
Yeah.
Belgium defeated Brazil. England defeated Sweden. And Croatia defeated host Russia. So that sets up semifinals on Tuesday and Wednesday. France v. Belgium. England v. Croatia on Wednesday. And then they actually still – remember – this was, Trevor, you weren't born, or you may have been born. Remember back a long time ago in the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament, they used to play a third-place game.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. So they still play a third-place game.
I did not know that.
In the World Cup. Yeah. I mean, that's like, okay, you lost. You suck. You're not going to win the championship. But, oh, by the way, you got to come back and play for third place. So the third-place game is on the 14th. I guess that's next Saturday. And then – the finals will be on the 15th next Sunday, and they will be played at 11 a.m. So we will be able to report to you who the World Cup champion is.
Tell Miller to go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, so I'm going to probably go talk to Miller and get his predictions, maybe get him to phone in his predictions. Or I may get him to do a Facebook Live post since I'm going to be gone. Maybe record it and then send it to me this week because I'm going to be out of town. So Miller went 4-for-4. If he did that good with Jacksonville High School boys and girls soccer, he would be freaking retired by now. So anyway, just a stab at you there, Miller time. Moving on, free agency, NBA free agency, a ton of movement. I'm going to just kind of rattle these things out.
All right.
And then I've got a couple questions for you. Boogie to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty massive. What's his name? Boogie Cousins. What's his first
DeMarcus
name?
DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins. I just call him Boogie. Boogie. Boogie to the Warriors, 1 year, $5.3 million. Rondo, Lance Stevens, and JaVale McGee to the Lakers. They all AARP crew to the Lakers. Julius Randle, obviously with those signings, and he asked for his release from the Lakers, and he signed with the Pelicans since Boogie left.
Right.
Redick, JJ, re-signed with the 76ers because nobody else really wanted him. And then, of course, your man, which you were waiting on this, Dwight Howard, has worked out a 1 year deal with the Washington Wizards.
I messaged him.
Did you?
Yeah, I asked him how free agency was going. LOL. Whenever he got let go, and now he's signed with the Wizards.
Okay,
I'm sure I'll get something back soon.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure there might potentially be a rapid fire question around that around that Dwight Howard one as well. Also, a couple more transactions. 75-year-old Tony Parker signs with the Charlotte Hornets. 2 years, $10 million. So who's older, Tony Parker or Rajon Rondo?
Tony Parker, man.
I guess he doesn't look that old because he's from isn't he from Spain?
France. Yeah,
France,
so he's
France.
In the France.
I know he was
game.
One of those countries on the other side of the France. On the other side of the pond. Mm-hmm. So he's from France. Okay.
Dad's from America.
Yeah, he doesn't look 75 because he's from France. He must drink a glass of wine a day. Rajon Rondo, on the other hand, drinks a six-pack of beer a day and looks like
he's... Rondo's healthy.
He looks like he's 75 years old. Shit, man.
I swear he's a healthy
Yeah,
nut.
Okay, okay.
He drinks a 40.
Okay, he drinks a 40, yeah, a 40-ouncer. Okay, so moving on. This isn't a free agent signing, but Melo and KC, did you see this report?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to part ways this summer via trade or buyout or something. Just to recap for y'all folks that have been living in a tunnel and haven't been keeping up with this, Melo exercised his player option a couple weeks ago. $27.3 million that he was going to return to the Thunder. That subsequently put the Thunder in a tizzy because they thought he wasn't going to resign.
Right.
Put him like $30 million over the salary cap. Something just crazy. He got like hate tweets on Twitter from all the Oklahoma fans and basically, you know, tweeted back like, screw you, I'm getting my $27 million.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hell, $27 million. The bottom line was he doesn't want – they. I guess they basically told him he's going to have to come off the bench. And, you know, he
– the mid-range game is over.
Well, this past season, career low, 16.2 points a game, 5.8 rebounds a game. And although he's never been known to pass the ball, 1.3 assists.
He's not getting –
I mean, you realize that 1.3 – and I know I've used this many occasions – 1.3 assists per game. That's only 1.5 passes more than you and I make in the NBA for him to get an assist so he had less than 100 assists in 82 games.
He's not getting any younger. No. I don't know if he's like working harder to get more athletic. Like at least LeBron is starting.
He's never been athletic, dude.
He's like developing a shot at least. I think LeBron knows that his legs will eventually start to slow down. I don't know when, but eventually. But he can shoot the ball now.
Carmelo went to Syracuse, but you know who Carmelo has the typical physique and athleticism of? You're going to hate when I say this, of a typical Carolina UNC player. We've had athletic players, Jerry Stackhouse, Vince Carter, folks like that, but he's just not very athletic.
He's a good system college basketball player.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and at one point in time he could shoot. But he's just has never been athletic.
He still has the mid-range game. He needs to stop doing the fadeaways.
Well, last year he shot a low 40% from the field, shot 35.5% from three-point range. I mean, and despite all this, there are three teams that are in the run that want him right now.
I think he knows he's coming off the bench though.
Well, for these teams that potentially want him, he's coming off the bench.
Unless he goes, yeah.
The three teams that are in the running: Houston, the Lakers, and then I guess because he's got to have somebody he's got to eat dinner with at 3 o'clock with Dwayne Wade.
That's what I say. Heat. Yeah, I didn't understand. You know, the Heat.
I guess they'll eat dinner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and then go take a nap and then play at 7:30, 8 o'clock. I mean, I just don't know.
I didn't understand why the Heat were even on there.
So talk to me about the free agency stuff.
So the Warriors pretty much traded JaVale McGee for DeMarcus Cousins. Like,
yeah,
how?
That's a pretty good trade.
That's pretty crazy.
They will be the first team. I don't remember the year. The first team, I want to say it says like the 70-something Celtics, or may have been earlier than that, to start 5 All Stars because they're saying that they're penciling him in to start, and they're going to move Iguodala to come in off the bench now. So they're potentially going to start 5 All-Stars.
Cousins reached out to all these teams, and no one was taking a chance on him. Like I said last week, because it's Achilles. Like, who's going to take a chance on him?
Well, the report was, the reports were that the Lakers passed.
They passed on him. They had a chance to get him.
And I don't know if you recall, but as it was broken on this podcast last week, and you confirmed that LeBron was going to the Lakers, do you remember my prediction?
I thought you said Boogie was going.
I said it was going to be Boogie, and it was going to be LeBron, and that Kawhi was going to come. So I've missed on one. I've hit, obviously, I told you literally a minute before it broke about LeBron. I missed on Boogie. And then all these, have you heard all these reports this week about Kawhi not wanting to take a back seat to Bron? I just don't buy that.
It's hard to hear because I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
And he doesn't talk.
Right.
He's like me. He doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Who else? Tell me about free agency.
Tony Parker would have been great like 5 or 10 years ago.
75-year-old Tony Parker.
But what I think is going to happen is the Hornets drafted Devontae Graham, and he's actually, I don't know if you've watched any of the Hornets Summer League. I've watched a little bit.
I didn't watch. They've only played maybe two games.
Two,
now.
Yeah.
I think they played earlier today.
Today. They won, actually, beat the Heat. But Devontae Graham's actually playing pretty well. I think they brought Tony Parker in to groom Devontae Graham. I think they're going to get rid of Kemba Walker. Why he's still got some life left.
Well, there was reports that the Cavaliers were looking to try to get Kemba Walker.
Last year.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll still see some stuff happen here with trades and whatnot over the next couple months before camp you know, kind of takes off and stuff like that.
There's going to be a lot more shuffling.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know who's making the decisions on the Hornets. I'm not a big Hornets fan, okay? I'm just going to tell you. But, I mean, legitimately, they let the best center in the world go, Dwight Howard, one. Jeez. Okay. Two, you and I had this discussion. They drafted Malik Monk, who first game in the summer league. Of course, I know it's the summer league, but I watched the highlights of the first game. He tore it up in the summer league.
Broke his thumb.
Oh, did he break his thumb?
Yeah, he's not playing anymore the rest of the summer.
I didn't know that. Well, the one game he played
great.
Like hell.
I was like, great.
But the Hornets really didn't play him that much last year.
I know. They had him in between the D League or the G League and bringing him up, and for whatever reason, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. He killed it in the G League, scoring like 35, 40 points a game, obviously.
And, you know, so they screwed up by getting rid of Howard. They didn't play Malik Monk.
You know who really screwed up?
Where?
We had Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, man.
Traded him for Vlade Divac.
And Eldon Campbell.
I don't care who he was with.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, though.
But then, man, I mean, Sam, what value does Tony Parker bring?
Just being old.
Old, yeah.
Just a seasoned NBA veteran.
I guess.
Obviously, probably something to the locker room. Knows how to win. Obviously, he knows how to win. Yeah. I mean, with Tim Duncan and
I may have a rapid fire question about Charlotte Hornets and their player personnel movement coming up shortly. Okay, NBA. Okay, since we did talk about it, the NBA Summer League in Vegas is going on July 6th. It started yesterday through the 17th. Before they went out there, they actually played some games. They played some a few cities hosted some games.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, like Utah hosted some games against Atlanta, and there were some other games. But the official summer league runs from July 6th to the 17th. You know for a fact that there is no freaking sports on TV when you want to watch NBA basketball, summer league basketball. I mean, I love basketball. Don't get me wrong, and it's neat to watch. But, I mean, you're looking at guys that legitimately, okay, yeah, they made the roster, but I feel pretty – just tell me the worst NBA team in the league.
The worst NBA team in the league?
Last year.
Oh, they're in the Suns?
Okay. I think I legitimately could have written the general manager and told him, ask him if I could have got you an invite for you to go play in the summer league, and I think you might have gotten it. I mean, there's guys in there that I've never heard of, and I find myself – I try to keep up with college basketball. I try to keep up with NBA basketball. But there's guys playing there that I've never, ever heard of.
Well, they just try to fill up the team.
Yeah.
You know J.P. Tokoto's back in the summer league, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he's getting another shot.
Okay. Who's he playing with? I can't.
Maybe the Raptors, maybe. But I honestly can't remember which team. But I did see he only scored like 3 points, had a couple rebounds. But
I did look at the stats today, and the Lakers only played one game. Barry didn't play or didn't.
No, he hasn't played. They've had two games. He hasn't played yet.
Okay,
that's not going to help us.
That's not going to help his stats.
Help him make the team.
So let's just talk. So some teams have played one game. Some teams have played two. Mm-hmm. Theo Pinson in two games for the Nets.
He had a great game.
12-6-2. He's averaging 12 points, six rebounds, and two assists a game. DeAndre Ayton, dude. Mm-hmm. Did you see the highlights against the Kings?
He had a slow start, but then
15. But and now they played two games. 15.5 points, 10 rebounds. There was he and Marvin Bagley went up for an offensive rebound, mm-hmm. and you could see that he outweighs Marvin Bagley by 30 pounds of muscle.
Yeah,
I mean it was like me and you going up for a rebound. Bob, how about it was like me and Mike Sly going up for a rebound? What about that?
Oh yeah.
You know, just kind of get off Mac. I mean, seriously, Ayton kind of just dusted Bagley to the side.
He's got the NBA frame.
Yeah, he does have he's got good structure. Good structure. Speaking of Bagley, in his first game, he went for 15-7, but he tweaked something near the end of the Suns game. And now they're going to sit him out, and he's going to have MRI on Monday, right. Either a hip or a back or I don't know, something. But anyway, I mean, you're freaking 18, 19 years old. You're running up and down the court.
Did you see him dunk on Wagner?
I saw him dunk on Wagner.
That was pretty impressive.
Did you see him get his crap blocked and introduced to the NBA by Josh Jackson of the Suns?
I did see that. After you told me.
That was.
I went and looked it up.
Did you go look it up? That was the most nasty. He was going up for a little layup like he was at Duke and Cameron Indoor warmups. And Josh Jackson for the Suns came out of nowhere and swatted it and then stood over him and was like, yeah, bud, welcome to the NBA. It does a Carolina man good to see shit like that happen. just let you know. Trae Young, In one game, he went for 21 and 11. He only shot 33% from the field, but he was hitting some big threes, dude.
He's in the parking lot.
He was, when he came into the building, he was in range.
Yep.
Kind of like Craig Thompson. Hey, he came into the building, he was in range.
Kept first flight.
And first flight.
What's the boy's name? Blake.
Dylan Blake.
Dylan Blake. Yeah, but we like you more than, but we might, Dylan, we like you more than Trae Young. And we definitely like you more than Grayson Allen, Dylan Blake.
Oh, here we go.
Grayson Allen, bitch boy, in one game. He had 16 points, 5 assists. He shot 35% from the field. But yet, that is still not his greatest accomplishment in Summer League basketball. Did you see what happened in Utah? They were playing, this is what I was talking about. They played 2 or 3 games before they went out to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
The Jazz played the Atlanta Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
And Trae Young matched up against Grayson Allen. And lo and behold, they got into a damn scuffle.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I've watched it numerous times, been on numerous Facebook, Instagram arguments with everybody. And
are the people saying that Grayson Allen is getting an unfair shake on it?
Some people are saying that, and even some Duke fans are saying, yeah, he hip thrusted him. Like, you can see him lock arms.
Yeah.
His arm is over the top of Trae Young's.
Okay.
And then they both go down. They're trying to get off each other. Then he just jumps into him.
Yep.
Yeah, jumps like into him and not just back. He doesn't back up.
Okay, so I saw the same video you did.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody distorted it because that's what I saw as well.
Right.
My only question to you, what is it going to take? Is it going to take Boogie Cousins slapping that dude silly?
I don't know if he'll get to play against him. He'll be on the bench maybe just talking trash or something.
I just don't. I mean, maybe he'll be like.
He does that versus Trae Young, who's smaller, shorter, like sticks and bones, but he's not going to do that against DeMarcus
Cousins. What was the dude for the Cavaliers that didn't get off the bench that was talking smack to everybody?
Kendrick Perkins.
So
yes.
You're saying Grayson Allen has the potential to be the Kendrick Perkins of the Utah Jazz?
He won't do that to Kendrick Perkins, I'll tell you that.
I don't think he'll do it anyway.
Those guys aren't worried about losing a scholarship. They're gonna get a $20,000 fine. The team's going to pay for it, and he's going to get a beatdown is what's going to happen.
Yeah. So we're going to report back because actually I've become I don't know if it's lack of other sports activities or just now me becoming obsessive over basketball. We're going to report back more next week about Summer League NBA basketball. There's some good shit going on.
Look up Kevin Knox, too.
Oh, dude, I saw highlights. Kevin Knox was
– I thought he went too early in the draft, but then I watched someone play a little bit and watched his highlights.
He had 3 nasty dunks.
Yes, he had 7 total, and he hit a couple threes. So,
did he really?
Yeah, he actually
–
He went to Kentucky, okay. 1 year, one and done, and when they drafted him, all the fans in the stands booed. They thought they should have drafted Michael Porter Jr.,
mm-hmm.
And they were actually saying Porter Jr. And this was very reminiscent of when they drafted
Porzingis.
The fan that had, in fact, they showed this. I don't know if it was the same little boy.
No, it was the same family. It was the exact same family.
So there was a little boy in the stands, and when they drafted Porzingis, the kid started crying. He was in a Knicks jersey and just started crying, just right on TV. Well, the same kid. Grown up, obviously, 2 or 3 years later, however long Porzingis has been in the league, uh-huh. like 2 years, 3 years, whatever.
I think.
With his dad, when they drafted Kevin Knox, did he start crying or did he just
make like put his head in his
he
hands?
He put his head like in his that. Hands and they're like, no, that's the same kid. So what everybody was saying was if Kevin Knox turns out half as good as Porzingis did, the kid is 0-2 and that the third time is a charm and they'll just strike him out. So
he won't be general manager.
No, I mean, never. Maybe for the Hornets, but yeah. I mean, you know,
it's definitely a possibility.
He's bright in line. He's got a good pedigree to be the Hornets general manager.
That's true.
Player personnel director, hell, even owner. Anyway, moving on. NFL news, the Patriot way. Julian Edelman loses his appeal of four game suspension because of testing positive for PED use. So he protested, he lost, he's sitting out 4 games. Is this the Patriot way to cheat?
It sounds like it.
I mean, let's just think about it. Okay, I hate the Patriots almost as much as I hate Duke, but I hate the Patriots.
Hmm.
Think about every time you hear, they're in the news constantly.
Yeah.
Okay. Not every time, but maybe 60% of the time that they're in the news is because something they're doing wrong. Or somebody's doing something stupid.
Or they win a Super Bowl.
So if you that's the other 3 or 4%. That's the other three or four times. But either that or they're doing something stupid. I mean, Gronk is always doing something stupid. I like Gronk, but he's always doing something stupid.
He's just partying. He's an animal.
Yeah. But then, let's think about it. The damn Deflategate, Belichick, you know, Belichick just trying to be the genius that he is and motivate by keeping the starting defensive back out of the Super Bowl last year. You know, that was, I mean, you know, he was too smart for his school.
Talk about running a program.
Oh, I know, man.
He just, this is the way it's going to be. Yeah. It don't matter who you are.
You know, and there's, you know, everybody forgets and I think they were found guilty of them, like, spying on people.
Spygate. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2004.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time you hear something.
Does he bench Tom Brady?
If
the same thing happens, do you think he benches Tom Brady?
He might, but Robert Kraft would make a phone call and say, get your ass off the bench and go and play. I don't know. You know, he's a good coach, and I just don't know how I feel about the Patriot way. I just don't know. Is he so arrogant that he just thinks everything he does? I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting to see. What are your thoughts on it, man? Do you like the Patriots?
Belichick thinks he's smarter than everybody.
He thinks he's the smartest man in the room.
I like and respect Tom Brady because he's the best. But I don't.
Yeah, I like watching Tom Brady.
Do you like the Patriots?
I don't like Patriots fans. I don't care about the Patriots as much as I hate the fans. And I do like watching Tom Brady. So it's kind of like, yeah. If they're on, I'll watch.
You know, I like seeing Tom Brady on his ass. I like seeing defensive linemen hit him and put and put him on his ass. I just you know, I don't know. He's good.
He's great.
Maybe if he was wearing a Carolina Panther, maybe if he was wearing any other helmet besides the Patriots.
Well, if they talk to the Charlotte Hornets, we'll get him when he turns like 53.
Yeah, yeah. if Jordan buys the Panthers,
yep.
Then we will coax Brady out of coming out of retirement when he's 62.
Sure, I don't care. I mean, as long as we win, doesn't matter to me.
Okay. In other NFL news, Reuben Foster, linebacker for the 40, I put 48ers on here, but it's the 49ers, suspended for 2 games for personal conduct and substance abuse policy. This kid is very, very, and let me just say again, very lucky. So let me recap. He's had a pretty active off season. He was arrested twice. I mean, hell.
Been to court. He went to court for that domestic dispute.
Once for possession of marijuana and once for domestic violence. And he was charged with 3 felonies on top of that. I told you, a very busy summer.
Yes.
Including possession of illegal firearms. So most of those charges were end up being dropped, although the marijuana charges were not dropped, you know. And I don't really know how illegal possession of firearms could be dropped anyway. But Foster, shame on, you know, do it once, shame on you, do it twice, shame on me. This wasn't his first time being an offender. This was the guy that showed up and he failed a drug test at the NFL Combine.
Yep. Knowing what days he's going to be there.
Knowing what days he's going to be at the Combine.
Just can't resist,
lighten up and token. I mean, it's only legitimately the only most, you know, like the most important day of your life. You've worked for, I guess he came out early. He's worked for 21 years or whatever, or legitimately how long he's played football.
Right.
To this point in his life.
Just got to light up a joint in the car. And
maybe he was a little nervous and decided he just needed to relax a little bit. And
cut the edge.
Yeah, and cut the edge. So, man, you're an idiot. I mean, you're legitimately – I mean, if I didn't have another dud of the week, you would legitimately, Reuben Foster, be my dud of the week. But the topper on all this is that the NFL gave him a 2-game suspension. 2 games.
Well, he got the gun.
So, J.J. Watt farted in public and didn't apologize, and he got a 4-game suspension. I mean
– I know.
And look, I'm not going to rag on the NFL. I like the commissioner. I like him. I like Roger Goodell. He's made the owner's money. You know, everybody gets on him about this standing, sitting, you know, for the anthem and all this stuff. You know, he has made that league and its owner's money. NFL is as high in ratings as it was, and in weed, obviously, with Reuben Foster, as it has ever been. I mean, even during all of the stuff with not standing during the national anthem, their ratings slipped some, but they were still just, you know, at all-time marks.
Of course.
But, dude, you got to get kind of – this guy, I mean, he had an active summer getting arrested twice.
That's why I only got two games.
Yeah, one for each game. Yeah, one for each. Yeah, I just don't get it. Anyway, I don't understand
why they have to have so many. Like, why when they get gun charges, like, why do you need 16 AK-47s in your trunk at all times?
Well,
why?
When you smoke weed, you get paranoid. So obviously he's smoking weed and he's somewhat paranoid.
I'm not a pro.
He needs a gun for each room, I guess.
Not a pro. I'm not rich. I'm professional football in Europe, but not here. So maybe I don't get it completely. But hire a bodyguard. But what's even easier than a bodyguard, if you're so paranoid, just stay out of trouble. I know that's probably tough.
Stay in your house, set the security system alarm on or whatever. And I mean,
I'm not saying don't protect yourself. I just don't understand.
I really do not understand.
I'm not in their
shoes. The biggest thing I don't understand is the guy flunking the damn dope test at the combine.
You know what day it's going to be on.
I mean, that would be like flunking a test that the teacher gave you the questions and answers for.
And you forgot to bring the
answers. You had an open book exam and you could, I mean, Ruben, and you're supposed to be the stud on their defensive, you know, potentially they're all pro linebacker. Do you remember the plays?
I think he just finds the football and just.
That's probably what happens. Let's move on. I'm tired of talking about him. He should have been my dud of the week. Anyway, also in the NFL, Terrell Owens announced this week, again, he is in the news, that he will be giving his Hall of Fame induction speech at his alma mater, UT Chattanooga. He is not going to Canton, Ohio.
Hmm.
So back in June, he announced he would skip Canton. Now, this is crazy, and I don't know if they've uncovered research why, but when they first announced this, they were like, we looked up some Bible verses and obviously this and that, but they couldn't find it. His speech will begin at 3:17 p.m., not 3:16, like not John 3:16, 3:17. It has nothing to do with his number. Have you heard about why 3:17?
I have not.
Yeah, so it's going to start at 3:17 p.m., on the campus, and that's roughly a couple hours before the festivities at Canton starts. It's open to the public and this and that, but this is just he's still holding a grudge. He didn't get in 15 and 16 or 16 and 17 or whatever, so he's still holding a grudge, and he just says that
make such a big deal out of it.
I know.
Like, just try to be relevant.
But now check out this class. Okay, there's several others, but now in this class also is Brian Urlacher, hell of a linebacker for Chicago. Randy Moss, him and Reuben Foster had quite a bit in common, Randy. And Ray Lewis, him and Reuben Foster also had a lot in common with weapons.
Yeah.
So think about this class. Randy Moss, Ray Lewis, and Terrell Owens. Is this potentially the most controversial Hall of Fame class that has ever been inducted into the NFL? Legitimately. I mean, think about that.
I know. I mean, I'm...
And, I mean, Urlacher, he wasn't controversial, but he was outspoken. I mean, he wasn't, he was just he was mean, man.
He also played eight-man football.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that until I saw an ESPN documentary on that.
He was a stud, man. But Randy Moss, gets kicked out of, where was it that he originally signed?
Florida State.
Florida State. Never played a game for him. No, Bobby Bowden said he was the most talented wide receiver he had ever seen. Most talented athlete. Got kicked out. Then went back to West Virginia, had a great career, was in trouble with the law.
Marshall.
And went back to West Virginia and played at Marshall. I'm sorry, you're right. Ray Lewis, hell of a player, would scare the crap out of me if I had to see him anywhere. Accidentally killed two people during the Super Bowl.
With his hands
in a limousine or wherever he was, in Atlanta, I think it was. I mean, hell. And then you got Terrell Owens. Never killed anybody that we know of, but he's T.O., man.
Yeah.
I mean, he can take right the hell out of a football with a Sharpie. I mean, take pom-poms.
I'll never forget that. I was about to say, he was an entertainer.
Yeah. But legitimately, this has to be the most controversial class ever in the history of the NFL.
No doubt about that.
Okay.
They probably like to join up there.
Yeah. That joint will be filled up, won't it? Be lit up. Let's light it up. So a local note here. I will mention baseball. This is only kind of local note. Today's paper, rookie's back. Former Dixon High School baseball star Ricky Davis turned in a pretty solid pitching performance this past weekend. First outing since undergoing hip surgery back in October of last year, 2017. Zero hits, 4 Ks, and 4 innings. That's pretty good work in the Arizona League for the Cincinnati Reds. he could potentially make another start in that league or be assigned to one of the Reds' minor league teams. For y'all who are very unfamiliar sports fans and don't follow Onslow County sports, Rookie was drafted, and that is his real name, Rookie, drafted by the Yankees in the 14th round in 2011 and was later traded to the Reds. He did pitch in the big leagues last year, 7 games with the Reds, and went 1-3 before he got hurt. But I actually talked to his dad today because I was going to talk about this on the air, and I talked to his dad today, and he said, you know, that Billy's his dad, fisherman down at Sneeze Ferry, said that all the family really appreciated all the support that everyone was giving him, and the words of encouragement, and said that Rookie has just really been working his butt off for the last since the surgery, mm-hmm. and that he hoped that if he continued to progress, that they're hoping good things could come back. So Rookie, good luck, man. We hope you make it back. And you know, I was a big red machine fan growing up. I don't know who'd you pull for baseball, because I know I hate baseball now, but you pull for baseball when you look. The Orioles.
Mm-hmm. I was a Kinston Indians guy. Like the hometown team. That's why I like Hornets.
So are you a Wood Ducks man now?
I've been to a game.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't been to a game.
I went to
yet.
One.
I mean, I just, if I think of a Wood Duck, I want to display it on my mantle. I just don't want to go watch a game. So anyway. All right, let's move on. Studs and duds. Who's right. your stud?
This one's a little lengthy, but I do need some feedback from you.
All right, I'm listening.
So I have the Warriors organization, period. So 2009, they take a chance on 6'2" Curry, Steph Curry. Then I think 11, they get Klay Thompson. Uh-huh. Then they get Harrison Barnes and Draymond Green in the same draft. And then in 2014, they win the finals. So, but everyone forgets that they did all this before Kevin Durant came around. Everyone's like, the reason why they're so good now is because Kevin Durant's here. It took them 5 years after they drafted Curry to win a title.
Yeah, because the Warriors before that time were horrible.
Okay, so Draymond was the second pick, or second round, 35th overall pick. Everyone else that was drafted after him, except Chris Middleton, is not in the NBA anymore.
Wow.
Okay. So
you did some research on this.
I did a little bit of research, just because everyone's always hating on the Warriors, hating that everyone wants to go. They built a freaking dynasty. Now everyone wants to go there. Obviously, KD wanted to go there. Yeah. I want to go there. I wouldn't mind winning.
Yeah, I would never. I would never. I would go play for the Patriots.
Okay, so my question.
Plus, you know, Steve Kerr kind of posed Moneyball with them, because before he got there, they were averaging about 200 to 225 passes a game.
Mm-hmm.
He told them he wanted to get over 300 passes a game, and since they have done that, I think he averaged like 320 during the playoffs. But since they've done that, they've been winning like crazy.
That's what I'm saying. They brought a winning head coach in Steve Kerr.
The analytics part of it, you're saying, though.
Mm-hmm. Right. But is Draymond that good on the Timberwolves? Or does just being on that team make you automatically really
No, he
good?
Would get that many technical fouls on the
Is he an NBA All-Star if Draymond he's Green on the Timberwolves?
No, not at all.
I don't think so either.
Because he plays a role for that team, and that role that he plays it well.
And the Warriors built that.
Yeah.
I'm and sure. Steve Kerr. They brought in Steve Kerr. Who was there? Mark Jackson.
So you're saying it's more a system?
Yeah, it's a dynasty, an organization. That's why I put them, the Warriors. Okay. That's my stud.
My stud of the week is my daughter, Spencer, her boyfriend, Brooks. He texted me a picture last weekend. He was getting ready to go out onto town the afternoon last Saturday with Spencer. They were going to go out somewhere in the city. And I say the city, I mean New York City.
Okay.
And I had made him a 2-man and a 6-pack t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
He sends me a pic and says, getting ready to sport 2-man and a 6-pack shirt and do a little free advertising. So Spencer's boyfriend, Brooks, sported it. The biggest free advertising in the biggest market in the world.
In the whole world.
In the whole largest media market in the world. Brooks, you're the man, and you're taking 2-man and a 6-pack to the next level, buddy. So I appreciate that, Brooks Simmons. I told you I'd give you a shout-out, so I'll give you a shout-out. Worldwide, baby.
Thanks.
Who's your dud?
I don't know if you heard about it. Did you hear about the AAU team that jumped the referee?
No, I did not.
You didn't hear about this? No. Okay. So Raw Athletics, an AAU team out of Chicago, they were playing just an AAU event in Atlanta.
Was Draymond Green their coach?
No.
Okay.
Grayson Allen.
Was Grayson Allen
I was about to say, Grayson Allen had a better chance of being their coach. But you can Google the fight. after.
I will definitely go look.
So there was a late. They're down like 10 with 40 seconds to go. The team that started the fight, and the referee blew his whistle, gave this guy a technical foul, and the kid says, and their coach says that he bumped into him. So then a kid comes off the bench and just decks him, and they just start rumbling, like five on one. This referee's getting attacked. He's getting jumped. You can see it. I know that Robert Farley's made some bad calls. I don't think he deserves to be jumped. Like everyone knows the referee is going to make a bad call sometimes, but if you're down 10, 40 seconds left, and then someone jumped, I mean.
Yeah, that's a punk move.
The coach tried to blame it on kids being kids. No kids on my team are going to be kids being kids and attack an adult during a basketball game. That's just.
Well, I would go one step further and say the dud is not even the AAU team, but it's the AAU coach who made that damn excuse for his player saying that kids will be kids.
Kids will be kids, but that's not. That's not kids being kids.
That's, yeah, not at all.
Also, Grayson Allen, he's also my dud.
Okay, I agree with that one. My dud, I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but my dud is this time of freaking year.
Oh, good
the
call.
Time from when the NBA finals end until the first preseason NFL or college football game.
It's so boring.
I know we have things like the NBA draft, free agency, NASCAR, UFC, and the World Cup every 4 years. But when your mainstays are Major League freaking baseball, tennis, golf, bowling, that pretty much freaking sucks, dude. This time of year is a dud.
It's a good time to get outside.
Good time to get outside, but listen to 2 Minute Six Pack when you're outside. We have 17 other episodes you can listen to. Go back and listen to them. So, anyway, rapid fire. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go. So you kind of didn't like some of last week's I can't even say it, rapid fire. But I do have some would you rather, but they revolve around sports and not your sexual preferences and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you.
So, or your bodily functions. So here we go. True or false? You know this is a sucky time of the year from a sports perspective when 99% of this date in sports revolve around baseball and tennis.
True.
True. Can you name 3 of Kevin Bacon's movies?
Footloose. I think something called Hollow Man.
Yep.
And X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I thought you might get – do you remember A Few Good Men?
No.
You Can't Handle the Truth?
Oh, yeah, but
– yeah, he didn't say that. Jack Nicholson said that, but right. He was – okay. I didn't know if you would get that one or not. I'm very proud of you. I mean, anytime I ask you anything with multiple answers, like name the 4 majors in tennis.
I don't care about tennis or golf.
Well, you obviously care about Kevin Bacon, so that's a good thing. All right.
Good actor.
Better actor. Okay, speaking of that, better actor, Kevin Bacon or Mel Gibson? That's easy.
Mel Gibson.
Good answer. True or false? Mel Gibson was pretty damn scary in the movie Braveheart when he appeared decked out in war paint holding that battle axe.
I haven't watched it.
Dude, have you seen it?
I have not
seen
it.
Oh, my God. Y'all need to watch it.
I've seen the cover.
I know that's him on the cover with the battle axe. And that's pretty damn scary. Yeah, that's pretty damn scary.
So a follow-up question. Would you rather watch a Kevin Bacon movie or a tennis match?
Ooh, Kevin Bacon movie.
Oh, wow. What about Kevin Bacon movie or the finals of the U.S. Figure Skating Championship?
Kevin Bacon. Okay. X-Men movie was good.
Better singer, songer, performer. Toby Keith or Eric Church?
Eric Church.
Eric Church or Beck?
Eric Church. I only know that one Beck song just because you told me 10 minutes ago.
I agree with you. Eric Church is the freaking man.
Yeah.
Name one famous person, actor, singer, sports figure, you love to hang out with and party for just one night.
Luke Combs.
What about you?
Brad Paisley.
That guy seems pretty cool.
I would say Eric Church. Mine would be Eric Church, dude. Yeah. Mine would definitely 100% be Eric Church.
I get Luke Combs to sing Eric Church. I'm sure he covers it.
I'm sure he could.
Speaking of your beloved Carolina boys, a guy went to Carolina. He said he worked the backstage at Eric Church concert, and he said he was drinking Jack Daniels with Eric Church. And he finished the bottle up and threw it down before he walked on the stage.
He's got a song called Jack Daniels.
Called Jack Daniels.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, he's talented.
Great song.
He's the freaking man. I can't wait till next summer. He comes out with his he's coming out with an album, I think, in the fall. And going to cover it with a tour next year. And I will go watch him multiple times. Greater athlete, Joey Jaws Chestnut or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Do you think Michael Jordan could eat 74 freaking hot dogs in 10 minutes?
I don't think he could do it. I don't think he can.
Yes or no? Could you eat 74 hot dogs and buns in 1 hour?
No.
If you were awarded $10,000?
I couldn't do it for a million.
What about $10,000 and a muster belt? No. You couldn't do it? Okay. Yes or no? Do you really care who wins the World Cup?
No, I have no idea who's in it until you just told me.
Well, okay. Now, speaking of this, I'm going to see if you were napping. Tell me the four teams that are left in there. Don't look at your notes.
Russia, Prussia, Uruguay, and Germany.
Do you want to give it a go? Do you remember?
England.
Okay.
Uruguay, Brazil.
You guys are freaking idiots. Yeah, I don't remember. France beat Uruguay.
Oh.
Brazil got beat by Belgium.
Belgium, yeah.
England beat Sweden, and Croatia beat Russia on penalty kicks.
I literally was
you
not
guys
listening.
Are freaking idiots, man. Miller, you got to come back on here, man.
I was on Instagram while you were
I saw you tweeting. I saw you tweeting Dwight Howard while we were doing that. Okay, that was my next question. Do you remember who's playing in the semifinals? Yes or no? Don't you find it funny when soccer commentators go on and on about what a great match we've just witnessed over the last 90 minutes and the final score is 1-0?
I've never even heard him say that. I haven't watched one match. You but haven't? I do know what you mean. Have you
no,
seen?
No offense whatsoever. And they claimed it to be just a great
Have you
great
seen match. Where they switched the golf and the soccer commentating around?
Yeah.
That was actually pretty funny. Yeah, I did watch that.
Well, why do they say in soccer, when they miss a goal, it's unlucky, but they never say lucky when they make
a goal? When they make a goal. That's a good point. That's a great point.
Never thought about that.
Yes or no? Would you consider a basketball game that ends 2-0 or a football game that ends 3-0 as a great contest?
I would disagree.
Me too. Besides LeBron, who's the biggest free agent signing this summer in the NBA? Quick. This is a quick hit or rapid? Don't think. Just
obviously Cousins.
Okay.
Gotta be. Gotta be Cousins.
True or false? With all the old Laker free agent signings, they have changed the name of their home arena from the Staples Center to the AARP Center. True or false?
True.
Yeah, dude, man. I mean, damn.
LeBron brings who he wants. That's his fault.
Okay, but they're still old as crap.
JR's going to be on the team, too.
I know. True or false? Your Dwight Howard Washington Wizards jersey has been shipped and will be here the middle part of the week.
False.
True or false? With the recent signing of 75-year-old Tony Parker, Michael Jordan has confirmed and solidified that he is not only the greatest basketball player of all time, but he is also equally as inept and disastrous as an owner/player personnel director.
Is that a true or false question?
Yes.
I was just going to say I agree with you.
Okay, that's right. That's exactly right. He needs to just go play golf and gamble and try to pick up women. I mean, legitimately, that's what he was good at. Besides shooting basketball, he just needs to stop. Stop being an owner. Stop being everything. I mean, maybe he has these juices in him. And he's trying to find somebody he can beat one-on-one, so he brought Tony Parker in. I guess that might legitimately be the only thing. I'm trying to figure it out. Anyway, who is legitimately more irrelevant yet still in the news? Carmelo Anthony or Terrell Owens?
Terrell Owens.
These guys are
Terrell Owens. He's genius. 317. Now we're talking about 317. Yeah, why?
They just won't go away.
He though. Got what he wanted.
Okay. Here's the would you rathers. These are sports related.
Okay.
That's would you cool. rather win the NIT basketball championship or lose in the first round of the NCAA tournament? Ooh.
Oh,
would
that's
you rather?
A good one.
Okay. This is rapid fire.
Oh, yeah. I guess the NIT.
You would rather win the NIT?
Can win something, yeah.
First place loser.
65th place.
Would you rather get hit in the face by Mike Tyson or hit in the groin by a Cristiano Ronaldo free kick?
They can do plastic surgery on my face. I would go Mike Tyson.
Oof, okay. Would you rather try to tackle Marshawn Lynch or stand in against Randy Johnson and his 100-mile-per-hour fastball and risk getting hit?
Have you seen that mullet flap in the wind? I'm going to go ahead and try to tackle Marshawn.
Dude. He put some people.
Both of them are dangerous. I don't know what you want me to do.
He'd skittle your ass. Dude, man. Would you rather use PEDs and become one of the greatest players of all time in your respective sport without ever getting caught, or choose not to use PEDs and be a bench warmer on a team of stars your entire career?
Do we win anything?
That's not part of the question.
I guess I'm
a bench warmer.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right. Not a cheater.
What would you rather do? PED user and be the best at your sport ever, and never get caught.
Couldn't live with it. Though.
Yeah,
you couldn't.
Yeah, it'd just be an asterisk.
I'll
next
take
to
my
it.
Ring sitting on the bench.
What about Marshawn Lynch tackling Marshawn Lynch or getting hit or standing in against Randy Johnson?
Ooh, Randy Johnson.
I agree with you, dude. I would not want to try to tackle Marshawn me Lynch either. At all.
You just gave me an ultimatum. I had to pick one.
Okay. Well, that's it for today. So, listen, guys, we're going to start in the next couple of weeks. If you listen and you pull for a college football team inside the state of North Carolina that is somewhat relevant, so that we're going to say somewhat, so that includes East Carolina.
And the
Tar Heels. We want to hear from you. We're going to start having some guests come on probably sometime in August and let them talk about their favorite college football teams and give a little pigskin preview of that. We're going to have to limit it to about 10 minutes because I know some of y'all will do hours upon hours upon hours of research for a 10-minute segment, Zach Doherty. So we'll be getting the word out there. We'll be doing some Facebook Live posts about that. And anyway, y'all have a great weekend. You have a great weekend. And listen to the show, Bob, Trevor. I'll see y'all later. I'll come back with a suntan from Florida. So good weekend.
See ya.
Bye.